Hello.
Whoa, that's loud.
What a way to introduce. Welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm back. This is Robin speaking, and I am so happy to be back at the station. I actually got kind of nervous because it's been almost 3 months or almost 4 months since I've had a show. And I was sitting here going, yeah, I still know how to do all this. Okay, all right. Anyway, it's great to be back. This show is a special show for me, not only because it's my first show back, but also because it's sort of like a recap for me about, you know, how was my summer, what I did in the summer, and sort of solidify it and seal it up and send it away, you know? Because I'm sorry, people, but summer is over. Better things are coming. No, I'm just kidding. Summer was awesome. I'm so sad to see it go. I'm hoping that there will still be at least a month of sun that I can hang around in, but we shall see. Now, I'm going to start the show with some Tom Waits. And it's not even new Tom Waits. It's old Tom Waits. And why? Just because I felt like it. Here, I'm typing away while I'm going. I'm actually playing a piece by... where's my paper? From Swordfish Trombones, which was an album that he put out in 1983. What track am I playing? I'm playing the fifth track, which is called 16 Shells from a 30-06, and it's so good. I'm not sure if it's this one, but... my boyfriend was telling me that on one of the tracks, Tom Waits is credited as playing chair, which is hilarious. But this album is really, really great. It's actually the first album that he produced himself, which sort of gives me an idea of why it's sort of more free than his other stuff, which had a lot, before this, had a lot more like strings. And this is more like abstract songwriting, I guess you can call it. Now, let's see. After this, I'll play a couple of tracks. I'm going to play a track from my feature. And my feature today is a duo, Thomas Phillips and Jason Bivens. They put out an album called Blau, and they were inspired by Barnett Newman, who is a painter, did a lot of solid color canvases, which had like vertical lines breaking up the solid colors, a lot of minimalist kind of imagery. And they were also really influenced by the philosophy of Spinoza, who wrote Ethics. That's his big work. He was a rationalist. And their stuff is really, really droney. It's got a lot of drone stuff with like little elements on top. So it's, I like the layering that they've done. But yeah, it's kind of intellectual music, but I mean, just enjoy it for what it is. Just like take some time to like listen and sit back and try to like notice the little intricate bits within the overall piece. So I'm going to play, maybe I'll play the fifth track from that album, and they're all untitled. So I'll play that's the last track of the album there. Okay, folks, so first here is Tom Waits.
Black cross, not too old in the sky. Thank you. CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love. Make it back to the room you hide in.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
All right, welcome back to the Rib, folks. So, is this working? Oh my gosh. Let's see, what else do I have to tell you? This summer, why was I not doing my show? Well, I was in Montreal, and lots of wonderful things happened there. I had really good opportunities to see quite a few shows, actually. And one of the best shows that I saw while I was there was done by Friendly Rich. Friendly Rich and the Lollipop People played at Il Motore, later on in my stay. And it was great because I was one of, 10 people in the audience. And, it wasn't great for Friendly Rich. It was probably, hugely disappointing. But he still did, and his band, an amazing show and really, really impressive. But who is he anyway? So he is a Canadian from Brampton, Ontario. He's got the most ridiculous songwriting techniques I've ever heard. He has done so many things. Let's see. He has gotten his master's degree in music at the University of Toronto. And also worked under Armory Schaefer, who I've spoken a little bit about him in the past. And his main areas of study, this is funny, include musical instrument construction, which is so fun, and parade pedagogy. What exactly is the teaching of parades? I'm not really sure, but cool. He has done so much stuff. Let's see. Oh, here's a tidbit. He has written music for the Tom Green Show. Do you remember the Tom Green Show on MTV? It's definitely not playing anymore, I think. So I'm going to play a track from his new album, which is called The Sacred Prune of Remembrance. It's super, super good. I just got a flashback from a bit of his show where he was slapping his stomach, and it was mic'd, and it was so funny. The track I'm going to play is called Excerpts from Clue, the Musical. It's the second track on the album. After Friendly Rich, I'm going to play a track by Ken Vandermark. His group in this one is called the Vandermark Five, although Ken Vandermark plays with, like, a few groups, like, quite a few. He is from Chicago, actually. He's an American jazz composer. He plays saxophone, clarinet, mostly baritone sax, as of recently. And the reason why I put him after Friendly Rich is because I think they both have something in common, and that I respect both of them for, I don't know if it's really that linked, but, well, Friendly Rich went to music school. He did the whole music school thing, and he came out with so much creativity and so much originality. Ken Vandermark, did not go to music school. He is mostly self-taught. He did go to McGill, but I don't think he studied music there. And at the same time, he is a brilliant, brilliant musician, is, like, super successful, and he stresses, like, the fact that in music, it's all about doing, you know, and just, like, just because you went to music school doesn't mean you're going to make an amazing musician. And just because you didn't go to music school doesn't mean that you'll never make a musician, you know? So, I thought those were linked. Let's see, what else about Ken Vandermark can I tell you? There was another thing that was interesting. I forget. I'm playing the second track from that album as well. It's called Knock Yourself Out, and the album is called Elements of Style. It's not a new album, I think. It was put out a couple of years ago. Oh yeah, 2004, on Atavistic. Okay, so let's start this off. Here's some Friendly Rich, and then some Vandermark 5.
Mucus, 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 m wants to know who killed Captain Masthead.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. This is Robin, your host, and you're listening to The Rib on 101.9 FM CITR. Oh, that was Ken Vandermark with Knock Yourself Out, if you're just tuning in. Now, before I go on with some other tunes, I want to tell you what else is coming up today on Labor Day Monday at CITR. We've got, after me, the news from 5 to 6, Career Fast Track with Philippe at 6, 6:30, Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert, and Gary Kay is in here at 7:30 with Exploding Head Movies, The Jazz Show at 9 with Gavin Walker, and that runs until midnight. Yeah. Oh, what's next? I'm going to play another track from my feature, Phillips and Bivens, last names. And the title of the CD is Blue in German, Blau. I don't know. I'm taking German this year, so hopefully by the end of the year I'll be able to pronounce things. Playing the fourth track from that album. And let's see. Yep, it's all queued up. What else? I'm going to play a really quite long piece written by John Kostelic, who was my partner in crime this summer. It's called The Unknown is the Hypotenuse of the Triangle. And I'm playing all three movements. It's a piece written for solo apartment piano, aka an upright piano with an apartment pedal, which basically throws a piece of felt up between the key hammers and the strings, and it produces a really interesting sort of muffled sound. I mean, initially it was so that you can practice in an apartment and not, you know, bug your neighbors, but really, who wants to play a piano with that if it wasn't written with, I mean, it really is just, ugh. But John Kostelic knows how to use the instruments. But yeah, let me just not talk anymore and I'll just play what I'm going to play.
Thank you.
All right, that was the piece for solo piano called The Unknown is the Hypotenuse of the Triangle by Joseph Kostelic. It was in four movements. The first was called, which subsequently raised his method. The second was called Hum, and then Lean Forward and You're There. And the fourth movement was Grün alles Grün. I'm almost getting ready here to leave you guys. A couple more things before I go. I'm going to play a little more music by Daniel Johnston, actually. A new album was released called The Story of an Artist, which is actually some of his really early recordings. And if you haven't seen this documentary, there's a really good documentary called The Devil and Daniel Johnston, which was released in 2006. And he's very interesting story. And I won't ruin it. Go and see it. Also, a weird fact, he almost had a deal with Converse Shoe Company for a signature Daniel Johnston shoe, which I had really no idea about, and that's kind of hilarious. But yeah, that is the end, pretty much, of the first The Rib that I'm going to do this year. Thanks for tuning in. Good luck getting school started and all that stuff if you're a student and you're back. Welcome back, by the way. And yeah, I'll leave you with some Daniel Johnston.
The convergence of media art, electronic music, and digital culture. Four nights of music on the cutting edge of hip-hop, dubstep, techno, house, and disco. 8 days of inspired media artistry. New Forms Festival 10, September 10th to the 18th. Celebrate sound, light, dance, and experience with the scene's hottest artists. Love and Electric, Love Dancing, Babe Rainbow, the UK's Blue Daisy, Nasty Nasty, from the US, Beat Nation, and Omar S. The Best, plus more. New Forms